And I'm sure I'll get
with your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Hunger Games, how the brain browns fat to aid weight loss. Researchers at Yale School of Medicine have uncovered a molecular process in the brain known to control eating that transforms white fat into brown fat. It has previously been shown that energy-storing white fat has the capacity to transform into energy-burning brown-like fat. In this new study, researchers from the Yale Program of Integrative Cell Signaling and Neurobiology of Metabolism demonstrate that neurons controlling hunger and appetite in the brain control the browning of white fat. The team then studied the molecular changes in hunger-promoting neurons in the hypothalamus and found that the attachment of a unique sugar called OGLC-NAC to potassium ion channels acts as a switch to control brain activity to burn fat. The study author said hunger and cold exposure are two life history variables during the development and evolution of mammals. This regulatory system may be evolutionarily important as it can reduce heat production to maintain energy balance when we are hungry. Modulating this brain-to-fat connection represents a potential novel strategy to combat obesity and associated illnesses. Prenatal exposure to bisphenol A, or BPA, appears to be inconsistently associated with diminished lung function and the development of persistent wheeze in children, writes Adam Spainer of the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Every tenfold increase in the average maternal urinary BPA concentration was associated with a 14.2% decrease in the percentage of predicted FEV1 at 4 years old, but no association was seen at 5 years old. Every tenfold increase in the average maternal urinary BPA concentration was marginally associated with a 54.8% increase in the odds of wheezing. More Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Attacking type 2 diabetes from a new direction with encouraging results. Type 2 diabetes affects an estimated 28 million Americans, according to the American Diabetes Association. But medications now available only treat symptoms, not the root cause of the disease. New research from Rutgers shows promising evidence that a modified form of a different drug, niclosamide, now used to eliminate intestinal parasites, may hold the key to battling the disease at its source. The study, led by Victor Shenkin Shin, has been published online by the journal Nature Medicine. According to Shin, a major cause of insulin resistance is the accumulation of excess fat in the cells of the liver, as well as in muscle tissue. The fat disrupts the process where ordinarily insulin would cause body tissues to correctly absorb glucose blood sugar and use it as fuel. With nowhere else to go, much of the excess glucose remains in the bloodstream, where in high concentrations it can damage tissues throughout the body, potentially leading to blindness, kidney damage, cardiovascular diseases, and other severe health problems. Our goal in the study was to find a safe and practical way of diminishing fat content in the liver. We used mice to perform proof-of-principle experiments in our laboratory, says Jin. We succeeded in removing fat, and that in turn improved the animal's ability to use insulin correctly and reduce blood sugar. The modified medication, whose full name is niclosamide ethanolamine salt, or NEN, burned the excess fat in liver cells through a process known as mitochondrial uncoupling. Jin says it also is significant that the drug he used is a modified form of medication that the FDA already approved for human use. The modified form of the medication, although itself is not a drug used in humans, has an excellent safety profile in other mammals, This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, and we're in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And as you can tell by that segue, it's her birthday.
Well, tomorrow is. Yeah, officially tomorrow.
The 11th, right. But you're probably listening to this show tomorrow because it's a podcast you're listening to. So happy birthday to Elisa.
Thank you.
So are you going to tell the audience how old you're going
to
be?
Well, they all know. We don't have to talk about it any longer.
Okay. They all
We've already put it up and out there,
okay,
so.
Okay. All right, so anyway, let's talk about your birthday in general. So how do you feel?
I feel good.
Do you? Do you want to give anybody any pearls of wisdom about...
Because I'm so old.
No, well, I mean, you know, look, we're all... You know what the funny thing is that I've been thinking about a lot lately? There's a point in time where you start to think about the fact that you're aging. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yes.
You don't think about it up until that moment.
Mm-hmm. And I'm there, you know, and especially for me, because I think I've talked about this before, for my birthday, instead of, you know, everybody makes their New Year's resolutions on New Year's, I typically kind of reassess things and look at where I am and where I've been and where I'm going, not necessarily making New Year's or resolutions, but maybe goals, short-term, long-term goals. And I do that around my birthday time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people should do that, take personal inventory at that moment in time to see. But the other problem is that most people create kind of blurry goals. And then they end up at an age and they go, wow, I really didn't have a goal. How did I get here? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you really do have to set goals. You have to say, okay, by the time I'm this age, I need to have these things.
Well, you have to have a plan, and then you have to work that plan.
Yeah.
And sometimes things don't go down the same path that you would want, so then you have to revise your plan and your goal, and then...
Adjust
it, yes.
Now, let's talk about something that most of the women in the audience will probably relate to. But, you know, women hormonally... change more dramatically than men do.
Mm-hmm.
And those hormonal changes can precede life-threatening illnesses if you're not careful.
Exactly.
So as you've aged, what have you learned? Maybe some pearls of wisdom that you can pass along to the women in the audience as it relates to hormones and aging specific to women.
Well, I think one thing that you and I have talked about is that as you age, you have to do more right.
Yeah.
It's probably more like the 80-20 rule, if not
90-10. Yeah.
You have to do more right than what you do not so right.
Right, because when you're young, you can stay up late at night, you can eat crappy food, you can go to the gym and train, you can feel amazing, and you bounce back.
And you still make gains.
You still make gains, and you lose weight, you stay lean. Like that post I put up, you know, all these 25-year-old fitness gurus, yeah, that, you know, teaching people how to lose weight. Try it when you're my age at 56.
Well, you know, talking about the personal trainers in the gym, they just, I've been watching them, and they just don't engage. They just tell somebody what to do and look off in the distance.
Yeah.
They don't make sure that the person is training properly. And I've seen some of them who aren't. That just drives me crazy. But anyway, so pearls of wisdom. I would say that as you age, get your hormones under control.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a mutual friend, and she had blood work done recently. And you asked her how it came back, and she said her doctor said everything was fine. Now, she confides in you that she's starting to see some of the signs that hormones are starting to change.
Well, one thing I find interesting is a lot, right, because of where we are in medicine, you have to go with symptoms. As a person, as I'm a person, you're a person, we have different symptoms. So as a human being, and my changes are different than the next person's
right.
changes. So you have to go with what your symptoms are.
Right.
And a lot of doctors don't even ask you what your symptoms are.
Yeah, right.
They just say, well, okay, so this is what we say is normal.
Right.
But how is that normal for you?
Right, right.
So,
but more importantly, you and I were talking about this morning, and we came up with a really great analogy, right? So a woman or a man goes to the doctor checks hormones, maybe doesn't do a thorough panel assessment, but he does like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone for a woman, and then the woman calls and says, how's my blood work? And the doctor says, you're fine. And the analogy we came up with was like, imagine that you've worked for 30 years and you religiously deposited your paycheck into your bank account. And imagine every month you went to your bank, 30 years later, you go in and you go, you know, I've been depositing money every month for 30 years. How much do I have in my account? And the teller looks at the screen and then looks back at you and goes, oh, you're fine. So in other words, would you accept that answer from the teller?
Your money that you've worked hard for?
Yeah, no, I want to know how much exactly do I have in that account?
Because, and break it down. What did I earn? How much did I earn in interest? You know, you've got categories, you have to break it down. Well, the same is true with your hormones.
Well, and plus, if I have a family of six and you're a single person, maybe what you need at the end of your life financially is very different than what I need at the end of my life. So when the teller looks at both of us and goes, you're fine, that's a quantitative answer. You need to know, well, what do I have? You need to look at your doctor the same way. You have to look at your doctor incredulously when they say, you're fine. Say, send me my blood work.
Well, now my friend did say she's getting her blood work, and there were some suggestions by me to her as far as like on her thyroid, instead of just THS, to get T3 and T4.
TSH, right. Yeah.
TSH, I'm sorry, and to get T3 and T4. And so we'll see, and if she decides she wants to show it to me. But one of the suggestions I made to her was, okay, when I first started on this journey and I went to my doctor and had my first blood work done, I had zero testosterone.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
And he told me that women who train really hard, typically that's what he sees when Dr. Baird, did a ton of women, and the ones he said, like he had a woman who was a fitness competitor and she too had zero testosterone. So, you know, that's not normal.
Right. Right. But most doctors would say you're fine because they look at testosterone in women the way they look at estrogen in men. Men should, they say you should have less than 30 nanograms or picograms a deciliter in men for estrogen. And even if you're at zero, they're like, you're fine. And with women, it's the same way. They go, well, as long as you're not all the way up here, anything below that is fine.
Well, then the next doctor that I went to, so this has been my journey. So I went to another doctor. It was a female gynecologist.
Right.
And it was high at that time because I had had testosterone replacement.
But you felt good.
I did feel good. And she changed it.
Right.
And I went like a plummeted
right.
to almost zero again.
Right, right.
So,
and then you felt terrible again. And so nobody cares about symptoms. They just go, oh, that's too high. You got to turn it down.
But how do they know that I wasn't always high in that particular hormone when
right.
I was growing up?
Right.
Because I've always been athletic.
Right, exactly. And you've always put on muscle.
I put muscle on easily, thank goodness. Because you were just mentioning the other day to me, because I've started training really hard again.
Right.
And you
your body has changed so dramatically so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you didn't wait to go through menopause. As soon as you started to see the symptoms of menopause, that's when you got on HRT. That's the time to do it. So there is no transition.
Yes.
Most women wait till they're amenorrheic. They suffer for a year or two, and then they go, oh, now is the time. That's the wrong time. The time to do it is before you get to that point, so there is no – it's a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell women that, because the doctors will say, well – you don't need that.
Well, and then also, doctors don't even want to put you on hormone replacement therapy because of the, what was the study that they did? The
Women's Initiative.
Women's
Health Initiative.
And even Dr. Andrew has told us that study was a farce.
Yeah, it really was. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of great things to talk about today on Casual Friday. We are celebrating Elisa Profumo's birthday, which is officially the 11th, but we're doing it today since we're on the air. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
And a one, Lisa, it's your birthday.
Isn't that funny?
God bless you this day. You gave me the gift of a little sister, and I'm proud of you today. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. I wish you love and goodwill. I wish you praise and joy.
Isn't that something? They have a song about Elisa?
No, they don't.
I found this song called Lisa, It's Your Birthday. And then I edited it and just put my, I went, and I just put the in front of it because it drives you crazy that people refuse to call you Elisa. They just call you Lisa. It's like,
well,
hard is it to do?
Well, people don't know how to pronounce it. Elisa, Alicia. Just recently I commented on a post. My name was right up there. It said Elisa and she typed in Alicia.
Unbelievable.
It happens. You know, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so mirror, mirror on the wall.
This is
who's
great.
The happiest of them all? So IKEA came up with a motivational mirror.
This is brilliant.
Let's face it,
we all, like, even if we think it's not true, we want people to compliment us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So IKEA, the brilliant company that they are, they create a mirror. And when you stand in front of it, it gives you compliments.
According to a survey they did, 49% of Brits receive no compliments in an average week. No, zero compliments. 43.6 million people in the UK are self-critical about their appearance. And 33% of the nation feel they look their worst before 9 a.m. on a Monday morning.
That's something.
So they started trialing a motivational mirror in the UK. I think that's awesome.
You see, the only problem with this is, you know, people in the UK are courteous, refined, dignified. If we would have made this mirror here, especially in my hometown of Brooklyn, you'd step in front of the mirror and go, "What are you looking at, fat ass?" That's what it would have said. Come on, put down the Twinkies and get to work.
What they're using is a next-generation kinetic motion sensor technology combined with complex coding. Personalized messages are automatically triggered and delivered by a voice recording and text appearing on the mirror.
You know, this is, look, they're trying to make it sound sophisticated. You know what this is? You ever go to the store and they have that frog with the motion sensor? You walk by and it goes, ribbit, ribbit. They put the same thing in there and it just doesn't ribbit. It gives you a compliment instead.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I guess I'm oversimplifying it, right?
I think so. One of the things it says is your skin is glowing. Your eyes are mesmerizing. Have you been working out?
Yeah, I have. Thanks for noticing. Can you take the mirror with you to work?
I don't think so. But you know, it says here that it's really just helping people's making feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
And you know, when I used to be in sales and I traveled and I'd go into offices every day. And it's not hard to find something nice about people,
to say.
And if, you know, if somebody has on a cute sweater or their hair looks nice or they've changed their hair or, you know, they got new glasses, whatever it is. If you're talking to someone, you can always pay them a compliment.
Hey, I love that desk you're sitting at. How about that one? That's like really if you're stretching, right? I love the way all of your hair has come out of the top of your head. That's amazing. Looks so good on you.
Well, but my point in this is we can all find something nice to, I mean, there's so many. We were watching a news story, was it Sunday morning or something, and they were interviewing a woman who was 102 years old.
Right.
And she said, this world is crazy. Just crazy stuff is going on
in this
world today.
Right.
But, you know, if we all try to make a little bit of a, we can't change the world, but you can change somebody else's world.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you ever walked up to somebody in the gym and said, you know, you've dropped a lot of weight or you've put on a lot of muscle. I notice you're working out and it's really paying off. Have you ever done that?
Yes, and I've had it done to me. I've had people come up and say, you look great. What do you do? It makes you feel so good.
I've never had anybody walk up to me and say that, but I've said that to people at the gym because I feel like, you know, everybody wants to be acknowledged for their hard work.
Uh-huh.
But then I stopped because I thought,
I've never had anybody say it to me, and I thought, the heck with them. Why am I making them feel now? Like it. Why am I making them feel good? So, does you really think praise helps esteem?
I think so. I also have a
study
here shows receiving a compliment has the same positive effect as receiving cash.
Wow. Holy mackerel. Hey, we're hiring here at Superhuman Radio. We pay in compliments. You'll be a millionaire in compliments within weeks. Come to work here at Superhuman Radio. Well, there you go.
To the brain, receiving a compliment is as much a social reward as being rewarded money. We've been able to find scientific proof that a person performs better when they receive a social reward after completing an exercise. Complimenting someone could become an easy and effective strategy to use in the classroom and during rehabilitation.
You know who was a master of this? In fact, Napoleon Bonaparte. He said, give the men medals, give the men titles, and they will die for you. So that goes to show it, right? You acknowledge somebody. You are wonderful. You are great. I'm going to make you a captain. No increase in pay. No extra benefits. Just giving them that title, giving them that medal, and they would die for you.
Well, and I say we all practice this. Try to give someone a compliment. It makes you feel better, too. Does it make you feel good to compliment people?
Of course. That's the only reason why I do it. It's because I know that it makes me feel good knowing that it makes them feel good, quite frankly. Why are you smiling? Am I stretching it a little
bit?
No. Okay, so let's start right now. You have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. Seriously.
Thank you.
You know that. I've told you that before. So.
And you're so masculine.
That's it, huh?
No. Well, no, I mean, I like that.
I know.
No.
I like it. Okay, thank you.
Like, no, you're like the Marlboro man without the Marlboro.
Without the cancer. Without the throat
cancer.
The
Marlboro man did get cancer, didn't he?
Yeah, it's sad. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
You just got to watch out what you endorse in this life because then you got to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyway, you're like the Marlboro man without the Marlboros.
Thank you. My horse is outside. So there you go. Pay somebody a compliment.
Pay it forward. You know, like my niece's mother, somebody bought her coffee one day for her at Starbucks. The guy in front of her paid for her coffee.
Said, "Give
it."
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, sometimes you just have to pay it forward. And it might come back to you. Put it out there in the universe.
I'm just going to put something out there. I bank at PNC Bank. If I'm standing behind you, deposit your money in my account. I'll really appreciate it. How about that one? Pay it forward. Who knows? Maybe I'll deposit some money in your account someday. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, are we gonna talk about that TV clip?
Well, I've got two more stories before that.
Okay, good. So stay tuned. We got lots of great things to talk about. We are honoring the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo today. It's her birthday tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Freakish Muscle Gains Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Surprise. Girl, I bet you thought I had winning for God.
Remember R. Kelly?
It's a special.
You don't know who R. Kelly is?
No, I'm sorry.
He was a very popular R&B singer back in the 90s, but he got caught up I think he had sex with a minor. This is his birthday song.
Wow, I'm feeling special right now. Yeah. Thanks for all the birthday songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so an Indiana pizza delivery man gets a huge tip from college students.
This is amazing to me.
This is over in Marion, Indiana, which is not too far from here.
In fact, isn't that where the Jacksons were born? Marion, Indiana?
Gary. They were up near Chicago. This is kind of not too far from here.
Yeah, Marion's brother, Gary.
Okay. So on Wednesdays, the students of Wesleyan Chapel, Indiana Wesleyan Chapel University, Indiana Wesleyan University have to go to chapel on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
For student worship. But this Wednesday, they ordered in pizza.
Okay.
And they ordered 2 pizzas.
Just 2 pies.
Just 2 pies.
Yeah, it's about $40, let's say, maybe with the tip. Right. Go ahead.
So when the driver got there, the chaplain, I guess, asked him to come up on stage, and they gave him a $1,268 tip and a bag full of 3,000 handwritten inspirational letters.
Holy mackerel.
And the man was just flabbergasted. Floored. He was floored, and they asked him what he was going to do with the money, and he said he was going to buy Christmas gifts for his children.
Oh.
And so I guess what they were trying to convey to the students from the school was that you can't change the world, like I just said earlier, but what you can do is you can change somebody else's life.
Right. And if you change enough lives, you can change the world.
Do you have tears in your eyes?
I do.
Yes. Are you going to be the girl on Dancing with the Stars who pretended that she had tears in her eyes?
Oh, man, wasn't that funny? We're like waiting for the tears. She acted like she was crying.
No, I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes. I get so upset about her story about her father, and she evidently is a good actress because we thought she was crying, and I'm sitting there, and I got to go get Kleenex because I'm crying.
And there were no tears coming out of her eyes. What's her name? Leah something, isn't
it? Leah Thompson. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
The reason I was kind of upset was I was supposed to work that night, and I gave that guy my shift.
The pizza guy?
It's supposed to be my $1,200.
Well, maybe you should call him and ask him to split it with you.
Yeah, either that or maybe if I give him enough compliments, he'll just hand it to me. I'll say, look, you know, compliments are worth money. I'll just give you 1,200 compliments. Let's get started.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to talk about next, Alisa Profumo?
Well, since we're talking about feeling good earlier, there's a new study out that shows how exercise protects the brain against depression.
This is really important.
And we all should know this already.
Well, we know there have been plenty of studies have been shown, have done. In fact, we talked about one of them probably back in 2006 or 7 on this show, that exercise was as effective as a very popular SSRI at that time, it'll come to me, at treating major depressive disorder. So they did
major.
They took two groups. They gave one a pill, they gave one exercise, and they crossed them over, washed out and crossed them over. And what they found out was the group that was doing the exercise felt better. Their depression had subsided, and they had better results than the SSRIs were producing.
That doesn't surprise me.
But this study shows why. This is really good.
Well-conditioned muscles make it easier for the body to purge a harmful protein associated with depression. If you consistently exercise and your muscle is conditioned and adapted to physical exercise, then you acquire the ability to express this class of enzymes that have the ability to detoxify something that accumulates during stress and that will be harmful for you. The substance is, I'm going to let you pronounce it.
It's kynurenic acid. Well, it's actually kynurenine, which converts into kynurenic acid.
And it comes from tryptophan?
So this may be why tryptophan, which is known to affect serotonin levels, actually affects depression. Some people take L-tryptophan to alleviate depression and hunger, ironically.
It alleviates hunger?
Yeah. L-tryptophan has been used in the past in some studies to actually allow people to have an easier time dieting. And it was thought that it was because it raised serotonin, and serotonin is a feel-good hormone and blah, blah, blah. But it may actually be a result of the kynurenic acid.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is a great study. I love it.
Get somebody to come on the show and talk about this.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I think it would be good. Absolutely.
It says that clinicians can use these findings to help their patients understand why physical activity can fight off depression. But I don't think clinicians prescribe physical activity
no.
to their patients.
And keep in mind the enzyme or the protein that affects all this is, we've talked about in the past when we've talked about muscle building and exercise, which is PGC1 alpha-1. So that's the one that allows kynurenic acid to be produced and or suppressed. So that's why when you exercise, you increase the production of that.
Of the PGC1?
PGC1, yeah.
Alpha-1?
Yeah. So there you go. So that's the linkage between exercise and depression. Very, very good. Which, now that we're talking about exercise, you also sent me something that shows a healthy lifestyle may actually cut the risk of stroke for women in half.
Yes, that's interesting.
And you know why that is, right?
Why?
What's a stroke? It's when a blood vessel bursts in the brain.
Okay.
Or a vessel bursts in the brain. And blood vessel elasticity is affected by a lot of things. But one of the things it's affected by on a physiological basis as opposed to a pathological basis is something called hemodynamics. So when you exercise, you increase internal blood pressure, but it's not like blood pressure when you're sitting still as a couch potato and being ill. It's a physiological change, and it sends signals to vasculature to increase thickness, the intima, the thickness of the blood vessels, the elasticity of the blood vessel, so it's resistant to bursting. When you think of something like a bicycle tube when you're a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it got a weak spot in it, it turned into a bubble.
Right.
That's what happens to a blood vessel. When you exercise, it increases both vascular growth factors and the hemodynamics increase the elasticity and thickness of the blood vessel, hence keeping you from getting a stroke.
So here it says the women who have the healthiest lifestyles have a 54% lower risk of stroke than women who do not. So the healthy lifestyle is defined as keeping a heart-healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
having between 3 and 9 alcoholic drinks per week,
mm-hmm.
never smoking,
mm-hmm.
keeping moderately active for
Bingo.
At least 40 minutes per day,
right,
and maintaining a body mass index below 25.
And I would suggest that the most important thing on that list that's actually mitigating the damages
the 40
of everything
minutes
else,
of
yeah,
exercise a
of
day.
Of course. Come on, alcohol, please stop it with the alcohol already. Stop telling me alcohol's healthy. Come on. Then give it to your children and your dog. No, but the exercise is what's doing it. Absolutely. So we have to take a break. Did you want to cover something before we take the break?
No. When we come out of the break, we're going to talk about GMOs a little bit.
Yeah. We have a funny clip to play from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Jimmy is funny. He really,
He's
really
hilarious.
Is funny. Yeah. And he gets this stuff. He gets it.
Because he was the one that was talking about gluten-free foods, and yeah. he was running around asking
what's
people, what's gluten?
And like,
nobody knew.
I don't know. But why are you avoiding it then?
Wait right. till you hear about GMO.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I feel good. I knew that I would.
Welcome back. Fine Young Cannibals, remember them?
I like that song.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. We're celebrating Elisa's birthday, and we want to have some laughs. And who do we turn to when we want to have some laughs? Besides my neighbor, Brian Tyler, we turn to Jimmy Kimmel. Brian's out in the hall. So Jimmy, in his classic style...
He's funny.
He decided to go around Los Angeles and ask people about GMOs.
He went to farmers markets.
Farmers markets in Los Angeles. And he decided to ask people what they know about GMO. There's two clips. The first one is an important clip because what he says in jest is true. So we're going to comment about this after we play this clip. So let's play this one first. Here we go.
We do a new study that was done by Consumer Reports. A majority of packaged goods that are labeled natural are actually contain genetically modified ingredients, which makes it unclear, you know, as to whether they are natural or not, because they grow, but they've been modified in a laboratory or whatever. Apparently, the FDA will allow companies to put the word natural on a product label as long as it says JKLOL on the back of the product.
You know what happened when I taped these? I actually had my microphone open, so you hear me typing in the background. I'm sorry about that. But it is funny because you read something on Consumer Reports.
We may talk about that if we have time later. They have some Consumer Reports did some testing on products that said that they're non-GMO. They have non-GMO on the labels, but when they were tested, they weren't non-GMO.
Yeah, they had GMOs in them.
Yes.
So that's the whole idea. That the FDA says as long as you put "just kidding, laughing out loud" on the back of the label.
Well, and he's, you know, natural can mean anything. If it says natural on the label, it can mean anything.
Poop.
Exactly.
Poop is natural.
Cellulose, yeah. Which is wood. So, what did he say? Just kidding.
JKLOL on the label.
Just kidding, LOL on the back of it. Yeah, so it's like the joke's on us, right?
Right, the FDA allows that. I'm sorry for the quality of this audio in advance, but... Okay, so then he went around to the farmers markets and started asking people what they knew about GMO, why, if they avoid it, and also what it stands for. So let's see if we can get this to play well.
Do you try to avoid GMOs in your diet?
I do. Yeah.
Tell me why.
There's just a vibration with GMOs.
That's funny.
Me personally, just something that I don't particularly want to put into my body.
What does GMO stand for?
Genetically modified.
Yo.
The. I don't know.
Bishop Don Magic Wand, what is a GMO?
Well, I'm not really sure. You have to make me familiar with that. What is a GMO?
Do you try to avoid GMOs in your diet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that?
Just the effects, I guess, on myself.
What does GMO stand for?
Oh, man, putting me under the grill. Let's see. I don't even remember.
She couldn't even come up with the word spot. Put me on the spot.
Do you try to avoid GMOs in your diet?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because they're not good for you.
What is a GMO?
It's genetically modified. I don't know. What is it? If you are eating whole foods, you want to eat what you're eating. You know what I mean? You want to eat what you see. And you're avoiding processed food, but when the whole food is somehow contaminated, that's kind of making it a moot point.
What does GMO stand for?
Genetically manufactured.
What is a GMO?
A general modified ingredient, right?
What is a GMO?
It's something modified.
Do you try to avoid GMOs?
Sometimes. Not a whole lot, but, you know, I try.
What is a GMO?
I don't know. I was just going along with it. I don't know what GMO is.
What is a GMO?
I don't know. I know it's like some corn bad stuff, right? I know it's bad, but to be completely honest with you, I have no idea.
What is a GMO?
I don't know, so I really don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm not sick. I'm fine.
What
is a GMO?
The genetically modified organism.
And what's GMO spelled backwards?
OMG.
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 Yeah, well, there you go. Now we have to figure out what an OMG stands for.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, most people just don't know what GMO stands for.
Well, and that's why I think that so many people just vote. Like in Oregon, there's another vote coming
up. Oh, yeah, what's
up.
The big deal about a GMO?
I'm just, not sick. Like the guy said, I'm not sick. It doesn't affect me.
See, this is the part. It's really, we have a great system. Democracy is a great system, right? We get to vote for things. But the problem is, when people are voting for things that don't have a grasp on what it is that they're voting for, they just vote anything. It doesn't matter to them. So, along with having the right to vote, we should have like some sort of educational process where people are required to understand the topics that they're voting on. But you don't. I mean, I remember we were at dinner recently, and a good friend of ours who is a trial attorney and was very, very involved in the judicial system here in Louisville, Kentucky, was explaining why so many women get voted into judgeships. And the way it works is women will vote for a woman. If they don't know anything about, the subject, mm-hmm. anything about the race, anything at all, they will automatically just vote for the woman. If there's only one woman in the race, they'll vote for the woman. Where men, they don't do that. Men go in and they, if they don't know anything, it's not like they'll vote for the man exclusively. And so women become voted into offices quite often quicker when no one is aware of the platform that any of the candidates are running on or anything about the office that they're running for. A woman, if a woman's in the race, boom, she's always going to win. And that just goes to show you how random it is when people vote. And then if you look at the type of stuff you see on Facebook today, the videos of people out there, which are very, very humorous, but you have to remember a lot of these people that we're sitting and laughing at, they vote for stuff. And do you really think that they are putting any time and effort into understanding the topics that they're voting for?
When you said that about videos, I saw one from a couple in West Virginia that just popped in my mind.
The one where the guy is smoking weed in front of the cop, and yes. He's like, well, I can smoke weed in front of my own house, can't I?
Yeah. And you said, these people vote.
I said to you, I says, you know what the sad part is? They vote.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, it's...
Well, I guess the moral of this story is that we in the superhuman nation need to explain to people what GMOs are if they're willing to listen and to help educate people so that they'll vote the right way.
Yeah. You got to come up with like a couple sentences that kind of puts the whole... We should, you know what we should do? We really need to do this. I just thought of it. We need to come up with what to say to somebody who doesn't know what a GMO is.
When we were at the farmer's market a few weeks back, I asked the Mennonite farmer, who we don't farm from, it's a different farmer, I said, is this organic? He goes, yes, but what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
And so when I told him what it meant to me, he goes, oh, very good. You know, like
most people don't know
that.
He was doing his own Jimmy Kimmel episode,
yeah.
Right?
Right, yes.
Because people don't know why they should be eating organic, probably.
Yeah.
These are all things that we need to continue to spread the word about, obviously.
Okay, so speaking of farmers markets, I have an article here that talks about farmers market fraud. And I know we've talked about this before because I used to go to a particular farmers market, and I think that they were without doubt
presenting things as organic and locally sourced when they weren't.
When they weren't, right. Yes. So I guess in California, the governor signed a bill authorizing $1 million to deploy a small army of inspectors to farmers markets around the state. And that's because there's been well-publicized incidences of farmers markets fraud. Like, I guess in L.A., people were going to Mexico and getting produce from there and presenting it as locally grown produce.
Right.
And then I guess in New York they have a really good program. It's called Grow NYC. It's a nonprofit organization that runs and monitors the majority of New York City markets, and it's very effective what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need some, but what I want to watch out for is that they don't start like shutting down
cheesemakers who are using, raw, unpasteurized dairy to make cheeses and stuff like that. That's the only thing I become afraid of when I hear that they're going to deploy, you know, secret agents out there.
Well, this is just to go in so that they go into the market and they go to some of the booths and they make sure that the farmers are selling produce that they've grown themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can't even go down the street and get produce from their farmer neighbor. It has to be from their farm.
Interesting. That's going to be interesting because right now we know that some people do bring stuff in from other places when it's not growing locally.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. That has pros
and
cons.
You can look
at
it on both sides of the coin here because it's a good thing that so they're not shipping from Florida to Kentucky and selling it as if they got it here, but it's a bad thing if they try to put too many rules and regulations on it.
Yeah, you got to be careful about this one. This is I think this is going to be a let's wait and see how this works out. Because don't forget, California is where Rawson, you know, I mean, California was involved in that whole thing with Rawson, where they jackboot stormtroopers stormed in with guns and also Mark McAfee's dairy company. Those are in California. You know, California is a nanny state. Don't forget that. California is a nanny state. I think California, the state of California, still writes jaywalking tickets with great regularity.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, they're all about people are too stupid to care for themselves, and we have to put laws in place to help people be protected. That has some good things about it, but it also can have some bad things if they're overreaching. By the way, our superhuman radio fact checker, Dawn Blanken, just emailed me, said, this country used to have voter education and prepared children to live in a democracy. It was called civics class, and we got it for free in our public schools, but we don't get it any longer. Interesting, huh?
That is interesting.
But see, the only thing about that, Dawn, is a lot of schools have a very, very liberal agenda, and I'm afraid that civics class would just teach kids to be a specific type of voter as opposed to giving them facts and teaching them critical thinking so that they can make their own decisions on what type of voter they want to be. That's my only concern with the schools carrying that mission. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have news at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we will continue on with Casual Friday. It's Elisa Profumo's birthday tomorrow. Stay with us and celebrate it together. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today, the brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Hunger Games, how the brain browns fat to aid weight loss. Researchers at Yale School of Medicine have uncovered a molecular process in the brain known to control eating that transforms white fat into brown fat.
It has previously been shown that energy storing white fat has the capacity to transform into energy burning brown-like fat. In this new study, researchers from the Yale Program of Integrative Cell Signaling and Neurobiology of Metabolism demonstrate that neurons controlling hunger and appetite in the brain control the browning of white fat. The team then studied the molecular changes in hunger-promoting neurons in the hypothalamus and found that the attachment of a unique sugar called OGLC-NAC to potassium ion channels acts as a switch to control brain activity to burn fat. The study author said hunger and cold exposure are two life history variables during the development and evolution of mammals. This regulatory system may be evolutionarily important as it can reduce heat production to maintain energy balance when we are hungry. Modulating this brain-to-fat connection represents a potential novel strategy to combat obesity and associated illnesses. Prenatal exposure to bisphenol A, or BPA, appears to be inconsistently associated with diminished lung function and the development of persistent wheeze in children, writes Adam Spaner of the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Every tenfold increase in the average maternal urinary BPA concentration was associated with a 14.2% decrease in the percentage of predicted FEV1 at 4 years old, but no association was seen at 5 years old. Every tenfold increase in the average maternal urinary BPA concentration was marginally associated with a 54.8% increase in the odds of wheezing. More Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Attacking type 2 diabetes from a new direction with encouraging results. Type 2 diabetes affects an estimated 28 million Americans, according to the American Diabetes Association. But medications now available only treat symptoms, not the root cause of the disease. New research from Rutgers shows promising evidence that a modified form of a different drug, niclosamide, now used to eliminate intestinal parasites, may hold the key to battling the disease at its source. The study, led by Victor Shenken Shin, has been published online by the journal Nature Medicine. According to Shin, a major cause of insulin resistance is the accumulation of excess fat in the cells of the liver, as well as in muscle tissue. The fat disrupts the process where ordinarily insulin would cause body tissues to correctly absorb glucose blood sugar and use it as fuel. With nowhere else to go, much of the excess glucose remains in the bloodstream, where in high concentrations it can damage tissues throughout the body, potentially leading to blindness, kidney damage, cardiovascular diseases, and other severe health problems. Our goal in the study was to find a safe and practical way of diminishing fat content in the liver. We used mice to perform proof-of-principle experiments in our laboratory, says Jin. We succeeded in removing fat, and that in turn improved the animal's ability to use insulin correctly and reduce blood sugar. The modified medication, whose full name is niclosamide ethanolamine salt, or NEN, burn the excess fat in liver cells through a process known as mitochondrial uncoupling. Jin says it also is significant that the drug he used is a modified form of medication that the FDA already approved for human use. The modified form of the medication, although itself is not a drug used in humans, has an excellent safety profile in other mammals. This has been your Superhuman News Update.
I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. And thank you for staying with us. More people are joining us, it looks like.
Wow.
For the second hour. It is officially Elisa Profumo's birthday month. Tomorrow, the 11th, marks the exact day. We celebrate 10 days before and 10 days after.
We do not.
Yes. It's the entire month. So there you go.
So Papa Vince olive oil. We made
the best.
We made some asparagus on the grill, and I just kind of lightly marinated in the Papa Vince olive oil the asparagus with some sea salt and some lemon juice.
Mm.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That Papa Vince olive oil is so good.
There's no other olive oil like it.
It has such a distinct flavor. You poured some on avocado with sea salt the other night.
I love it with that. In fact, what I've done now is
it makes it taste so good.
I cut the avocado in half and take the seed out. So you have that little bowl, and I fill that up with the olive oil and then sprinkle sea salt all over it. And I take it and stick it in my mouth and scrape it off of the skin so I get that whole shot of olive oil with it. It's so good.
Yes, it really is good.
I've never had olive oil that tasted like Papa Vince's, but I understand why, because that's such a unique Nocellata de Belice. Bettina Feo taught me how to say it. That olive is only found in that region of Sicily.
I guess it was Jeff Thompson that asked me early on the difference between Seagate and Papa Vince.
There's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
Seagate tastes like a better version of the olive oil that you can buy at the grocery store. It has a stronger flavor of olive. Papa Vince is a flavor. It's a flavor changer. It's like this type of olive.
It's a very strong flavor.
It's almost spicy.
It is spicy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's so good.
And it's organic, by the way. Don't forget, the olives that they're using at Seagate, they're not organic. It doesn't say organic on the bottle or on their website. So it's not organic, which means they could be spraying things. So this is organic. And this comes from Sicily. It's really imported. It's not just driven across the border. It's coming from, you know, another continent entirely. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to mention was we did a show about Adreno Surge the other day, mm-hmm. and I started using it, and all the things that they said are true. I mean, I feel caffeine again. It has desiccated bovine adrenal extract in it, and we know that desiccated porcine thyroid extract is what they use to make Armathyroid and Naturethroid. So we know that the glandulars actually have an effect. Well, son of a gun, this stuff is... the first couple of days, I actually took double the dose and then backed it down to the recommended dose. I love this. I actually take one cap in the morning with my thyroid hormone.
Who should take this?
I think anybody should take it, because most of us are running on near empty when it comes to our adrenals, because we're always so stressed about everything. We're always like freaking out about this, work, the kids, the bills, and so on. And I'm taking it with my Lipo C, because vitamin C is critical to adrenal function as well. So,
is there any type of contraindication?
Not that I can see. I mean, it's got a bunch of, really well-known adaptogens like rhodiola and ashwagandha. And we know about those already. They seem to help people feel better and function better. So it's really a cool blend. And it's like $16 a bottle.
Wow.
Really cheap. So check that out. It's at SupremeRadio.com. There's a giant banner ad for her. Both of them are at the website, so there you go.
So we have to talk a little bit about Ebola.
Ebola. Yes, it's such a nice name. Such a nice name for such a dirty, dirty disease, isn't it?
How did they get the name?
I don't know. I think Ebola was taken by the Apple company. For their new, they're coming out with iPad, iPhone, and now Ebola.
The guy in Thomas Eric Duncan, the man in Dallas, died, as I'm sure everyone knows by now.
Yeah.
And so now they're trying to figure out how to handle his body, and because his body will stay contagious for days following his death. So the family evidently has agreed to cremation.
Thank God.
I know.
And what else can you do?
That's all that they can do, and they're just going to have to leave all of everything. They're going to have to make a, they're calling it a plastic shroud.
Yeah, just they're going to vacuum seal them. Get one of those big vacuum sealing machines that you vacuum seal food with, but one that's human size, just vacuum seal them in there and then throw them in the furnace and burn them. I would be scared to be the guy who has to even run the vacuum sealer.
I wouldn't want to.
Didn't the ambulance driver get sick?
No, that was the deputy sheriff that went in to their apartment, but he tested negative for Ebola right now. And the apartment evidently sat empty for days because they couldn't find someone to go in and clean the apartment after the family moved to a different living facility.
They should have sealed the apartment up. They should have just nailed the door shut and said, we'll address this next year. I mean, that's scary stuff.
Well, if they just let it sit, will the infectious
I don't know. So there's a lot of debate. So the CDC and the WHO are at odds right now, right? The CDC is saying, don't worry. Ebola is real. Yeah. Don't worry. Be happy. You don't live in Texas. Don't worry. It's really hard to get Ebola. It's not that big of a deal.
It doesn't seem like it's too hard.
It's not contagious. You got to actually get, you know, bodily fluids in you to even be exposed. And the WHO is going, no, like other viruses, the virus can live on countertops and be contracted that way. And so you have two organizations who present themselves as being, you know, the virus.
Authority.
Yeah, the authorities in this. And they're at odds with each other. So who do you believe?
Well, I think you use critical thinking and err on the side of caution.
Bingo.
And just like... If you fly, what do? Do you wear a mask?
I think we're going to, because we're going to be flying next week. I'm thinking about getting those little, the kind that you use for spray painting and stuff, you know, the little white one that goes over your nose. I mean, if anything, I won't get the cold from the person next to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But yeah, I think you do have to err on the side of caution.
You have to.
You don't want to be cavalier and then get sick. You don't want to be that guy who says, well, I'm not sick, I'm not worried about it, I'm strong, and then all of a sudden you get sick. So, scary stuff.
It is scary.
So I posted a meme the other day. Meme, is that how you say it? A meme, a graph. About the Susan G. Komen organization donates only 14% of the money they raise to the cure, to research for the cure. The rest of it they donate, they call it education and stuff like that. Which, if you look at what they promote as education, it's very, very weak. So I put that up there, and then Dan Koifman, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he hosts a Facebook page about circadian rhythms and cancer and stuff like that. He put up a thing that Susan G. Komen is actually supporting fracking. Did you see that?
Yeah, evidently they've introduced pink drill bits for the cure. A fracking company has.
Is it? I mean, are they becoming like the next Monsanto, but they're doing it from the charitable standpoint?
I wouldn't go as far to say that, but.
But what is an organization who's supposed to be looking for the cure for breast cancer have to do with such a politically polarizing topic like fracking? I don't care where you stand on fracking. Why would they do that? Why would they throw their hat into a politically polarized ring to get money? Are they that desperate for millions of dollars more?
A Komen spokesperson said that their partnership grew from Baker Hughes's involvement in our Houston Race for the Cure, and that the issue is personal to them and their employees, adding that the evidence to this point does not establish a connection between fracking and breast cancer.
That's not the point. There are people out there who don't like the idea of fracking. So I think the fracking company wants to get a halo effect by aligning themselves with Susan G. Komen. This is something that most charities watch out for. Hey, are we being used to cleanse somebody else's position? But they're not. Obviously, they don't care about that. And more importantly, read that sentence again, please.
Which the whole...
Start from the beginning, and I'll stop you when... Yeah.
Komen spokeswoman said that the partnership grew from Baker Hughes' involvement in our Houston Race for the Cure.
Stop. Our Houston Race for the Cure. Would you say an organization is racing for the cure when they spend less than 15% of their resources that they generate on the cure? Does that sound like a race to the cure? That doesn't sound. You would now, if they would, if 80% of their money was going to research for the cure, then I'd say, yeah, they really are serious about finding a cure. But 15% of their budget is going to find a cure? This organization needs to be torn down and put aside.
The oil field giant, which also donated $100,000 to the foundation, boasts that it's doing our bit for the cure.
Yeah. Look, fracking has is very polarized right now. People against it, people for it. I see this as a ploy to gain a halo effect.
Oh, so they say, our hope is from the water cooler to the rig site to the coffee shop to everywhere. If someone gets this information to their spouses, their girlfriends, their daughters, so we can create awareness and end this disease forever. How is awareness?
Yeah, they're not ending the disease. They're spending 14% of the money they generate. $331 million they made last year. They spent $49 million on it, on the cure. This is, in my opinion, the FTC should come after them for truth in advertising. They're advertising that they're spending the money on the cure. They're racing to find the cure, but they're only spending 14% of the money that they're generating from the cure. Now they're aligning themselves with causes that have a very, very bad reputation in the United States, right or wrong. I don't care where you stand with fracking.
And don't forget, you can't use their pink color. They'll come and sue you. I guess that is kind of like Monsanto.
Yeah, they went after companies for using the word the cure. Like the Parkinson's disease cure for Parkinson's. They came after, they don't want anybody. I mean, this is a disgusting organization, folks. I don't care if there's some people out there who are going, well, at least they're using $49 million. No, that's not how it works. They need to be dismantled or give $200 million of the $331 million for the cure. Now you got me convinced that you're really in a race. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommend area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born.
Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Either with those who love freedom.
This is funny.
Or you with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures ought to be considered.
What is that? I think I ask you that question every time.
Yeah, Green Day versus Gary Glitter versus KLF, Doctor Who. I don't know. It's just a mashup. But it actually breaks into a Green Day song. It's pretty good. Hey, wait. Ready?
Yes.
There you go. Now you're moving. Welcome back. We have to give a shout out.
Okay.
The brilliant orthopedic surgeon, Dr. William Seeds, his lovely wife, Jocelyn Seeds, and his stronger than other little kids' son, Billy, little Billy Seeds, just texted me to wish you a happy, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, a happy birthday. That was really nice of him.
Thank you.
And, they are really cool people.
They are, yes.
In the Cleveland, Ohio area. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, what would you like to talk about first?
Well, evidently there is a woman who used to live in Northern California and has just recently moved to Oregon. Her name is Brittany Maynard.
Maynard.
She's 29 years old, and she has brain cancer. And she moved to Oregon to take advantage of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act.
Right.
And she's planning on ending her own life on the 1st of November.
I thought it was January 1st. November 1st? Oh, my God. I
thought on the 1st of November, a few days after her husband's 43rd birthday.
And I watched this girl on TV. Now, first of all, she doesn't look that bad, but maybe she was sitting and, you know, maybe she can't walk. But I'm thinking to myself, why isn't anyone working with her about the ketogenic diet or high doses of ginger extract or any of these other things? Like, why? Okay, I've said this before, that if I got really sick and I lost 50% of my capacity to live a normal life and I became a burden to the people around me, I would absolutely take my own life. There's no doubt in my mind about it. But up until that moment, I would do everything humanly possible to reverse the condition. I just, she looked very, and again, I am not implying that she hasn't already done that, but I saw her on TV when I was doing cardio the other day, and she doesn't look that far along where, like, I thought it was January 1st. I was like, wow, a lot can happen. Maybe you need to try some other things. It's November 1st. This is right around the corner. She didn't look that far along.
No, and it surprises me. I mean, in most of the articles that I've read, I haven't read anything that actually talks about her disease.
Just that she has brain cancer.
Just that she has brain cancer, and they haven't talked about how far along it is or nothing to that effect.
She did not appear to have any motor impairment from when she was talking on TV. She did not appear to have any sensory coordination issues, you know, no wonky eye or, you know, the right part of her mouth is sagging. She looked very, very normal sitting there in this interview. I thought, what is wrong with her that she's going to take her own life?
I'm sitting here looking at a picture that says it's an updated photo. It's a picture of her.
With a dog?
Yes. And it says it's an updated photo. She looks totally normal.
I would love to get to her and have her try, like, get her in touch with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and even get her on, like, super, super, duper, duper high doses of pure ginger extract and just see if you can even watch something start changing in her.
It says, rather than silently wait death, she has become an advocate for the group Compassion and Choices, which seeks to expand death with dignity laws beyond Oregon and a handful of other states. She's quoted here as saying, it's just seemed like something I couldn't turn my back on ethically.
You know, and this reminds me of an extension of what's going on right now with women in this country. And you said it during the break. You know, first you have women lopping their breasts off to avoid cancer, and they're still getting cancer. You have women removing their ovaries to avoid cancer, they're still getting cancer. Now you're going to have women killing themselves, you know, prematurely when there could be a solution.
She says here, she's quoted as saying here, it helps me to feel invested in something of worth, something that matters. Part of what's difficult about becoming so sick is that you lose a lot of your autonomy and your sense of purpose.
So maybe she is doing worse than she looks in the pictures. If she's talking about losing her autonomy, maybe she can't walk anymore or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but for me, it's like you just said, people are just going to extremes. And I think you put up a post or somebody put a post on Facebook and somebody said, and this was in jest, but they said, I have a headache. I think I'll just cut my head off.
Yeah, somebody said, migraine headaches run in my family. I think I'll cut my head off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was about that discussion that we had about, you know, women hacking their breasts off and their ovaries off because they have a certain genetic predisposition.
The BRCA1 gene.
It's very sad.
Just really quick here. More than 750 people in Oregon have used the law to die as of December 31st, 2013. And the median age has been 71.
I'd have to look like Stephen Hawking. You know Stephen Hawking, the brilliant genius who's relegated to a wheelchair because he's a quadriplegic or whatever it is.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I would have to be in that state. I would have to be in that shape in order for me to say, okay, it's time for me to chuck it, call it a day. I'm not getting any better. I'm only going to get worse, and I am now a burden to everybody around me. That's what I would have to do before I would do that. Oh, we have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, so stay tuned with Robert with more Casual Friday.
How important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommend. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio, and I decided to order it. And 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Want to talk about...
So, when you take a bath, do your fingers get pruned? Like, do they prune?
Yeah, I love I love getting pruny. It feels good. I like looking like a prune. My mother used... That's how my mother knew that I was in the bath long enough, she used to say. Let me see your hands, and my fingers would be all pruny, and then she'd go, okay, come on, get out.
Flo was a smart woman.
Yeah, she was. To her, that was like the little pop-up thermometer in the chicken's breast or the turkey's breast, you know? Let me see your hands. Okay, you can get out now.
So evidently, if there's areas that don't prune like that, it does not occur in places where there's been nerve damage.
So that's a warning sign. So if you have no pruning, there's something going on with your nervous system.
This points to the change being an involuntary reaction to the body's autonomic
Nervous system. Right.
Meaning the wrinkling is caused by blood vessels constricting below the skin.
So if you're not pruning, you need to wonder why.
Yes.
That's really good. I mean, there might be somebody out there who goes, wow, I never pruned. I got to check something out.
So I read an article last night about blood levels of vitamin D may affect liver cancer prognosis.
I actually blogged it last night, too, when you showed it to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's actually up on the Superhuman Radio blog right now.
Oh, is it? Did you post it on social media at all?
Yeah, last night. We got a lot of people who liked it already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know I'm not supposed to post stuff at night and on the weekends because it gets more traffic, but it's like it's there. It's ready to go. I just put it up. But it's in the blog right now. They did a study on 200 individuals. The individuals with the lowest vitamin D status had... First of all, individuals with liver cancer, the most progressive liver cancers, have the lowest vitamin D statuses. And
have very poor prognosis. So vitamin D status, they're trying to attribute to both liver cancer in general and the most aggressive liver cancers that take your life, that you don't live through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, more evidence that vitamin D is a very important hormone. It's a hormone. It's a fat-soluble hormone. It's not a vitamin. So,
I blogged at the beginning of the week a recipe for chai protein latte.
Somebody just told me they were going to try it. Oh, Clark, J. Clark Baird, who's our attorney, and I just had him on the show the other day. He stopped by the studio because we had some business to transact, and he said, I'm going to try that that latte. He ordered some of the protein powder from Divine Nutrition.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good. I mean, and I made it for myself hot,
right,
and it, or warm. It wasn't hot, but warm, and it was really good.
Yeah.
And if you like chai tea or if you like that kind of thing, check out the
blog. And you need more protein in your diet. It's
yes.
an easy way to get it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you wouldn't normally get a lot of protein, at least that much protein in the average chai latte. There's some protein in it from the milk.
And for me, it's like that time of year for the spicy ginger pumpkin type things. So
yeah, you love this time of year, don't you?
I do. And you've mentioned that it's because it's my birthday month and that's why people like that time of year when they're born.
Yeah, we actually develop certain types of people based on when they're born. You know, people who are born in the hotter months have more sweat glands than people who are born in the colder months. And I think the people who are born in the hotter months like the hotter months. People who are born in the colder months like the colder months. It just makes sense.
Yeah, fall is my favorite
yeah.
time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to mention is the inventor of the blue LED lights.
The guy who's disrupted circadian rhythm forever and ever?
He wins the physics Nobel Prize.
Really?
Yes.
For disrupting and destroying circadian rhythms for human beings and all mankind. Wonderful.
The 2014 Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded to a trio of scientists in Japan and the U.S. for the invention of blue lighting emitting diodes, the LEDs.
It's the specific diode that stops the pulse of melatonin and is the reason why when people watch television at night or on their computer, they are suffering from poor sleep. Wonderful. I wonder if they can give a Nobel Physics Prize to the guy who invented mustard gas because of all the people it killed. I mean, it's like, don't they realize what the blue LED did?
Evidently not, or they wouldn't have given him the prize.
They should listen to this show. We wouldn't give him the prize. The guy, I tell you who should get the prize, the guy who invented the blue blocker sunglasses.
The $7.99 blue blocker sunglasses?
Yeah, the Skypers. Yeah, they're the best.
That we wear at night.
They actually work better than the more expensive blue blockers.
Do they?
Yeah, when they were compared to like $30 and $40 blue blockers, they blocked out more of the blue spectrum than anything else. And like $7.99, really? We look good, cool when we wear them at night, don't we?
Yeah. So the other night we went out to look at the full moon and Carl said, look, it's the red moon. And he goes, oh, whoops, wait a minute. I have my blue blockers on. It's not red yet.
It's the blood moon. Oh, no, I have my blue blockers on. I'm wrong. Sydney, my daughter Sydney came over the other night to have dinner with us and watch television. And so she's sitting between Elisa and I and we have our dorky glasses on. She kept looking at me and then looking at you. They're looking at me like, what's up with them with these glasses?
Okay, so do we have time for one more article?
Oh, absolutely. We have more than enough time for one more.
Evidently, lung cancer can remain dormant for up to 20 years before turning deadly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we have cancers in our body at any given time that lay dormant until they turn deadly.
It says that lung cancer kills more than 1.5 million a year worldwide. And it's difficult to treat.
Now, think about this for a second. Think about this. So the Food and Drug Administration allows the continued use of tobacco products.
And it kills 1.5.
And it's pretty clear that there's a strong linkage between cigarette smoking and lung cancer. But then they'll go after a company that had two deaths because of a supplement or... Or better yet, they'll go after the pro-hormone and pro-steroid guys who were selling muscle builders because and no one died from them. But It's quite a, I've said it before, it's completely okay to kill people in the United States as long as the government gets their share of the money.
One of the authors of the paper said, what we've not been able to understand before is why this is really the emperor of all cancers and one of the hardest diseases to treat. And so I don't understand why, and you said not all lung cancer is caused by smoking.
No, it could be asbestos exposure and other contaminants.
But I would say a high percentage of them smoke.
I don't know. There's some conflicting information out there. Depends on who you believe. There are some studies out there that show that less than 4 or 8% of all people who get lung cancer actually smoke. But they don't account for secondhand smoke and third-hand smoke. They don't account for people who, like, I knew a girl in Las Vegas who got lung cancer.
Well, she's in the, was she a waitress?
No. I've known those, too. Mm-hmm. But I knew a girl who was a lounge singer who got cancer. And then Sonny Bono's wife had the same problem.
Well, secondhand smoke.
Yes. So you're singing and you're breathing in cigarette smoke. And lots of casino workers complain about the risk of cancer rising because they're exposed to tobacco products all day long. So I don't think those studies do enough justice to really pinpointing the. And plus, if it takes 20 years, somebody may not think, well, yeah, I smoked when I was 14 for five or six years, and then I got lung cancer 30 years later. It couldn't have been the cigarette smoke.
Lung cancer is the world's deadliest cancer, killing an estimated 4,300 people a day.
Where's the FDA? Where's the FDA trying to, you know what I say about tobacco?
4,300 people a day.
Yes. Yes.
And then they're going to go after raw milk producers.
Yes, that's
with
my
guns.
Point. Yes, that's my point. Like, you know what I say about cigarette smoke? The people who smoke right now, they get a prescription. They can buy just the way they did in Prohibition. They buy through a dispensary or marijuana. They buy through a dispensary. No new smokers. That's got to be the goal. That has to be the goal. No new smokers. If the FDA and this government was really committed to helping eradicate disease in this country, that would be the very, very first thing that they would do. We don't want any new smokers. The ones who are smoking, sorry about that. You can keep getting your cigarettes. We'll set it up where you'll be able to buy them. No new smokers. That should be the goal. Instead, they're going after pot. You know what I'm saying? Marijuana. They're going after supplements. They're going after compounding pharmacists.
Compounding pharmacists when, you know, it affected two people. I'm sorry for those two people, but 4,300 compared to two?
I continue to call for the resignation of Margaret Hamburg from the Food and Drug Administration. I've been doing it for a long time. The Food and Drug Administration, they need to open the front door and stick an enema in and open the back door so all the poopy can just run out the back and start over again.
And what about this bogus non-smoking law in restaurants? Okay, so we go visit my stepfather, and he takes us to a restaurant. And granted, everybody around there grows tobacco as their
means. Yeah, you can't say anything bad about cigarettes there.
You can't say anything bad. You walk through the restaurant. It's a small country diner type place. There, non-smoking is right next to the smoking. So you sit there and watch a man smoke a cigarette while he's eating at the same time.
He's chewing and smoking. Remember that? And the smoke is coming your way.
And the smoke is coming into our part of the restaurant. It's just insane.
But you know what? It's not their fault. The smoke wasn't reading the sign and staying in the smoking area. The smoke is supposed to read the sign and go, oh, I can't go over there.
And then there's also, don't forget about third-hand smoke. Third-hand smoke in someone's house that has smoked for years, and it's in the carpets, it's in the walls, it's everywhere.
If you can smell it, that means that particulate matter is in the air and landing in your nose.
In a car. Don't buy someone's car that smokes.
You ever see a parent with a window cracked and a baby in the car seat smoking a cigarette thinking that because they got the window cracked, the smoke is going out?
Yes, I'm sitting here nodding my head.
Drinking your water like a good girl. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the Casual Friday episode. Stay tuned.
Power block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. I also have a clip to play when you're ready, too.
Oh.
It was just sent to me by our resident fact checker, Dawn Blanken.
Do you want to play it now?
I'm not sure. I wasn't prepared for this, so you're going to have to bear with me a little bit. But apparently, other than myself, there are other brilliant people out there coming out against Susan G. Komen. None other than Stephen Colbert.
Really?
Yeah, I like Stephen Colbert. Elisa's getting her another bottle of water.
I'm sorry.
No.
Ruffling of stuff in the background. I was trying to get my bottle of water.
Okay, let's see what this is. It says here, tip and wag. It's called tip of the hat and wag of the finger. It's a segment that he does where he gives kudos and also negative comments for different things that are going on. So here we go.
What happened? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
A little chunky.
Wait, here we go.
You know, I have an opinion about everything. In fact, I think everything looks a little chunky. This is tip of the hat, wag of the finger. Folks, anybody knows me knows I am a huge supporter of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation, which raises millions of dollars a year in the fight against breast cancer. In fact, for the last 4 years running, I have started the race right here in New York City. Well, good people. Very good people, give generously. Now, Susan G. Komen for the Cure is now engaged in a desperate new fight to protect their trademark on the phrase, for the cure, criminally misappropriated by other cancer-fighting charities such as Kites for a Cure, Par for the Cure, Surfing for a Cure, and Cupcakes for a Cure. These charities are now facing lawsuits for the cure.
This is what we talked about.
So I'm giving a big tip of my hat to the Komen Foundation for spending almost $1 million a year in donor funds to sue these other groups. If they don't own the phrase for the cure, then people might donate money thinking it's going to an organization dedicated to curing cancer when instead it's wasted on organizations dedicated to curing cancer.
Now, wait a minute. So I want to comment about this, right? I mean, this is tongue in cheek. He's, in other words, saying Susan G. Komen is really not a good organization for doing this. But I wonder if he points out that less than 15% of all the money Susan G. Komen for the cure raises actually goes for the cure.
But what they're suing people who are trying to raise money for cancer cures.
Right. They don't want them to use.
And they're using donors' money to sue these people.
Yes. This is an atrocity. It really is. It just goes to show you how predatory and unfair the Susan G. Komen organization is.
Just like Monsanto.
Bingo. See, they're the Monsanto of the charities. Here, let's listen more.
And these charities aren't the only ones writing the Komen Foundation's cure tales. I'm looking at you, doctors. Feel free to heal, relieve, and save whoever you want. But if you plan to cure them, the Komen Foundation better get their beak wet. Finally, a tip of my hat to the new musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, which do...
All right, that's it. So there you go. Pretty interesting, huh?
That is interesting.
Excuse me.
Okay.
What's next?
So, I just wanted to talk about this really quick. A friend of mine posted this, and I just thought it was so funny. It says, I just thought of a brand new social network for kids. Are you ready for it? It's called Outside.
Send them outside and let them play.
Yes. So many children these days sit inside on their iPhones, iPads, computers, what have you. And they just don't, I mean, my niece and nephew, they don't want to go outside. I had to make them go for a walk with me the other day.
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to go ahead and end the show now.
Oh, we are?
Do we have anything else you want to talk about?
That's fine.
Well, I just wanted to say that this is an exciting time for me because tomorrow marks the day that you were born. And
thank
I really
you.
Don't know what I would do if I didn't have you in my life. I really mean that. And, well, it's
that's
the truth.
So
and I've told you all along that I feel like you're my reward for
yes,
this life.
Yes, you have.
And that's really the way I feel. And I think it's a wonderful day. And I am going to move to have the 11th of October made into a holiday someday. When I'm really, really wealthy, I'm going to do it. I'm going to campaign for that. But anyway, it is Elisa Profumo's birthday tomorrow. If you're not a Facebook friend, friend her, Elisa Profumo, and wish her a happy birthday. And it's been a great week here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation.
Thank you.
We've had a great time. Thanks for listening. We have more shows next week, and we hope that you take time to tune in then. Until then.
Bye.
Bye.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is...